Algorithms, machine learning, AI, we throw these terms around a lot. But what exactly is the difference? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Advanced computer programs influence and can dictate meaningful parts of our lives. Streaming services, credit scores, facial recognition software. And as this technology becomes more sophisticated and more pervasive, it's important to understand some basic terminology. People often use algorithms, machine learning, and artificial intelligence interchangeably, and there is some overlap. We decided to call up a few experts to help us get a firm grip on these concepts, starting with a basic definition of an algorithm.
An algorithm is a set of steps for solving a problem or accomplishing a goal.
That's Melanie Mitchell, Davis Professor of Complexity at Santa Fe Institute, giving the simple explanation of a computer algorithm. The next step up is machine learning, which uses algorithms, but
rather than a person programming in the rules, the system itself has learned.
For example, speech recognition software that uses data to learn which sounds combine to be words or sentences. And this kind of machine learning is a key component of artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence is basically capabilities of computers to mimic human cognitive functions.
Anjana Susarla teaches responsible AI at the Broad College of Business and says we should think of AI as an umbrella term.
AI is much more broader, all-encompassing compared to only machine learning or, you know, algorithms.
Which is why you might hear AI as a loose description for a range of things that show some level of intelligence, from software that examines the photos on your phone to sort out the ones with cats, to advanced spelunking robots exploring caves. Here's another way to think of the differences among these tools.
Cooking.
That's Bethany Edmonds, professor and director of computing programs at Northeastern University. She says an algorithm is basically a recipe, step-by-step instructions on how to cook something that will solve the problem of being hungry. If you took the machine learning approach, you would show a computer the ingredients you have and what you want for an end result, say, a cake.
So maybe it would take every combination of every type of food and put them all together to try and replicate the cake that was provided for it.
AI would turn the whole problem of being hungry over to the computer program, determining, maybe even buying ingredients, choosing a recipe, or creating a new one, just like a human would. So why do these distinctions matter? Well, for one thing, these tools sometimes produce results with biased outcomes, and
it's really important when we have concerns to be able to articulate what those concerns are so that you can really dissect where the problem is and how we go about solving it.
Because algorithms, machine learning, and AI are pretty much baked into our lives at this point. And now for some related links. If you want to learn even more about the nuances of algorithms, machine learning, AI, and more, we'll link to several resources on our website, marketplacetech.org. Columbia University's Engineering School has a further explanation of artificial intelligence and machine learning, and lists other tools besides machine learning that can also be a part of AI, like deep learning, neural networks, computer vision, and natural language processing. Over at MIT, they point out that machine learning and AI are often used interchangeably because these days, most AI includes some amount of machine learning. A piece from MIT's Sloan School of Management also gets into the different subcategories of machine learning: supervised, unsupervised, and reinforcement. That's like trial and error with kind of digital rewards. For example, teaching an autonomous vehicle to drive by letting the system know when it made the right decision, like not hitting a pedestrian or something. That piece also points to a 2020 survey from Deloitte, which found that 67% of companies are already using machine learning, and 97% were planning to in the future. IBM has a helpful graphic to explain the relationship among AI, machine learning, neural networks, and deep learning, presenting them as Russian nesting dolls, with the broad category of AI as the biggest one. And finally, with so many businesses using these tools, the Federal Trade Commission has a blog laying out some of the consumer risks with AI and the agency's expectations of how companies should deploy it. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.